A good Ner Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin. This is Hashem, Shiur number 132. We're going to be talking about self-confidence and self-esteem. And our focus becomes our reality. And that's a very important point to remember and to start working through. That self-confident people focus more on their successes and on their abilities, while people who lack self-confidence tend to do the opposite of that. So one key really is going forward is to resolve to keep your main focus on your successes and on when you felt self-confident. That doesn't mean you'll never feel a lack of self-confidence, but when you focus on a reality you would like to reinforce, that will keep your mind on the positive thoughts, on the positive feelings that will improve your life. Tzemach Tzedek used to say, Trach gut ved zayn gut. When you think good, it will be good. The actual thinking good creates that reality of more positive experiences. That is very important, yesod. And that's something that we could use to develop our self-confidence and self-esteem in a healthy way. And so we are always selective. We choose what we keep in our mind at any time. We have the ability to do so. Even if things pop into our heads, we have the ability to consciously move it away from whatever is there and to focus on what we want to focus on. Even though it's difficult in the beginning with training, it becomes easier to do as you work on it. Therefore, common sense dictates that it's much wiser to focus on our successes and our moments of self-confidence rather than thinking of those negative thoughts that come our way. We talked about in the previous shiurim about how to handle guilt over past sins and tshuva and so on, and it's on set times. But the key really is to grow from it. So when you make mistakes, you don't bash yourself for it, but you think about what you need to know and do in order to prevent those or similar mistakes from happening again. If you're not sure how to go about it, you ask advice from a rabbi, from a mentor. And you practice the correct way of doing things, and you focus on those corrections. Like we mentioned, that's the ikur of the tshuva. Yes, there's a regret of the past, it's part of it. There's a vidoy of confession. There's accepting to be careful not to do those negative things in the future. But the key really is to start practicing the correct way of living. And the more you focus on that, the healthier you will be, and the bigger you will grow, and the greater you'll grow, and the more simchas achaim you will have in a calmness. So you need to really focus on this concept and commit to yourself that I will keep my main focus on the reality I want for myself. I will keep my main focus on my successes or on my potential successes, and I'll keep my main focus on my moments when I was self-confident. Again, this is not an arrogant thing. It's more like believing in the mission Hashem has given you and the gifts Hashem is giving you to utilize it in the best way you can going forward. So that is really the idea. Your focus is very, very powerful. By changing what your mind focuses on, you change your entire life. Your whole personal reality is created by your personal focus. Many people don't realize this, and the Yetzer Hara fools us into thinking that we have no control over our thoughts and our feelings. And the truth is, sometimes thoughts and feelings could overwhelm us, but we do have the ability through time and through effort to master the concept of being able to focus on what we want to do and what we want to feel. And the more you do that, the easier it will be. Another thing that really often causes a damper on our self-confidence, on our ability, is when someone important, quote-unquote, doesn't believe in you. And by the way, that applies even if it's a chush of a person, a well-known person that seems to say from what they're saying that they don't believe in you. It's an assign. It's not meant for you to take literally. It's just meant for you to improve. Of course, it's easier to have self-confidence when other people believe in you. And it's more challenging to have self-confidence when someone important to you doesn't believe in you. That's why it's so devastating to children when they have an overcritical parent or a Talmud that has an overcritical Rebbe and so on and so forth, because it really shakes in many students' or children's lives, shakes their self-confidence. But what everyone needs to know, no matter what happened in the past, no matter who told you whatever they told you, the authentic self-confidence is really an inside job. It comes from within. When you truly believe in your abilities and your talents and your inner strengths, you will be able to maintain the self-confidence even when someone else fails to believe in you. Because it has nothing to do with that other person. The bottom line is, every single person, a true manig, by the way, will never, ever put you down to the extent where it'll shake your ability and belief in yourself. They may give you muster sometimes. They may chastise you if you did not behave the right way in order to correct your behavior. But to intrinsically say that you're worthless or that you're not worth much or whatever, that doesn't happen. With true Gedali Yisrael, that does not happen. Because they all see there's Isha Sheruach Baish Yachal Ahalech L'Ruach L'Cholecha V'Echad, able to see the strengths of every person and help bring it out. Very often when someone does not believe in us, it's not our shortcoming. It's a shortcoming in that person's mind. It does not reflect our true value or our worth, and it does not reflect our true abilities, and it certainly doesn't reflect at all what our real potential is. So again, when someone criticizes you or bashes you or doesn't believe in you, you just take the grain of truth of what you need to correct, to self-correct, but everything else you throw out. For someone to say, to label you a certain type of person in a negative way, or to believe that you don't have value or worth, that's something you throw out in the garbage. Self-confidence in a healthy way is a belief in the Neshama Hashem gives you, what you believe about yourself, and stop believing. And if you stop believing in yourself because someone else does not believe in you, then you're allowing that other person to rob you of the self-confidence that is your right and that is within you. The way to develop this, we talked about this so many times, is a bakasha from Hashem. Ask Hashem to help you with healthy self-confidence to come stronger and stronger. Where do you daven for this? You daven for this in the first bakasha in Shemayna Esrei, the fourth bracha. Ata choinen la'adam das. That you give a person intelligence. Intelligence does not mean just simply IQ for information. It's the intelligence to know what's the wisest thing to do at every given moment. Please give me the knowledge. Help me become all I can become. Help me do everything that I can do. Believe by when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to give me personally, that self-confidence and the ability that I need in all areas of life, in all aspects of life. Sigh when things are going very well. Sigh when there are bumps in the road. That you will give me the das and to be able to serve you with a calmness and a peace of mind and a clarity. Ata chayni l'odem das. Please give me that das. There are so many people throughout history, if you read their biographies, of people who became great, where there were many people that used to make fun of them or not take them seriously. You know, you read the Reb Chaim Kanievsky's biography, it is fascinating that in his younger years also people used to make fun of him because he used to learn very much Bekiyas. He had an unusual way of learning. The Chazon Ish told him to learn that way. And basically, I'm reading page 81 of his biography. And people who came in poked fun at him behind his back and directly to his face. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. They said he was learning too fast and he didn't really understand the material. Some of the Bachrim had humorous nicknames for him. And Rav Chaim did not respond to their jibes and jokes and continued to learn a tremendous amount of Bekiyas. And the author says, basically, you know, the one who laughs best. You read the Sefer Derech Emuna that he wrote on Zerayim, you can see the Ian and Bekiyas there, which is Hafledik. I'm just giving this as one example. Okay, it's an exceptional example because we're dealing with a Gadol Hador over here. But this applies, this concept applies really in everyone's life. In everyone's life, they're going to get challenges. They're going to get people who say they're not worth much. And we can't believe in that. We have to continue to grow. We have to continue to build ourselves. When you have that type of self-confidence, it creates nisim beneflois in one's own life. That doesn't mean you're arrogant. It doesn't mean that it gets to your head, that all of a sudden you think you're a king and you're a god or anything like that. We're not talking about things like that. We're talking about just simply the reverse of that. It's a true humility. Recognizing Hashem is who's giving me all these gifts and talents and abilities. It's not me personally. It's Hashem's gift to me, and I want to utilize it to its best potential. When you ask Hashem, please give me das, and then you see Hashem does give it to you. You ask Hashem, please, v'sakneinu be'etzot tov mofanecha, give me etzos and how to do things, or help me give other people etzos, and then you're successful in it. You recognize it's not you, it's Hashem giving you that gift. And that makes your self-confidence in a healthy way stronger and stronger. It's up to you. It's all from Hashem. So your own belief in yourself counts is because it's Hashem investing in you and believing in you. And by giving up, you're guaranteeing that you won't achieve and accomplish what you could. And that's why it's so important to have that self-confidence in the ability Hashem is giving you and do your best with it. People are afraid that if they are too much self-confident in that way, they'll have disappointment. But you know something? That's the idea. If you have challenges and you have disappointments, in a healthy person, it's not going to stop them. And you will feel a lot of pleasure in the fact that you're making an honest effort to do everything you can. That's also part of it. You acknowledge, if you know you don't have the capacity for something, it's beyond you. You don't feel crushed by it. You say, I'm happy other people have that, but I could do the best I can. That's very, very important. He brings an anecdote here that's very, very moving, and I want to share it with you here. He says as follows: someone I knew who had accomplished much in life was asked by an interviewer, did your parents believe in you as a child? And his answer surprised the listeners. He said, my father expressed his belief in me way beyond my belief in myself. Unfortunately, I considered his positive statement as a total exaggeration. On the other hand, my mother used to say to me that it's too bad that I wasn't blessed with the great mind of my father. I didn't feel bad about her saying this. I actually agreed with her and viewed this as a statement of true fact. But as I got older and developed myself, I realized that although I did not have my father's brilliance in many areas, I had my own strength and my own talents. My mother eventually acknowledged that I had surpassed her hopes and expectations. But by then I recognized my unique skills. So while I appreciated my mother's positive comment, I didn't have a real need for them on a practical level. I once also heard a few times people related to me that a mother once said about a particular child, because they saw them at a certain stage of late childhood, early teenage years, and believed and even verbalized, nothing will come of him. Meanwhile, great things came from him. He had abilities and strengths to be able to do unbelievable things, and it came out a little later in life, later teenage years, early 20s, to grow to tremendous, potential. So that is very, very important. So the two lessons of today is to focus on the reality of a positive, healthy self-confidence, with a simcha, with a determination, and your personal reality in that way will be created by your personal focus. Your focus is very powerful, and you focus on positive abilities that you have, and you bring that out. Another lesson is, do not pay attention to people who do not believe in you. You need to believe in yourself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.